definitely good to be scoring as much as we are. And again, people will measure this on the level of opposition that we're playing. And I'm not being disparaging towards them, but they're not Dublin, and they're not Kerry, and they're not Mayo, and they're not, you know, the top teams. They're teams who are decent teams and take a bit of beating. But, you know, that's where we're at. We can't read too much into that. It's how much can we score against Dublin will be the acid test, and that is yet to come.
Well, it's a good thing too, that we've mentioned on Saturday, 13 different scores. We're not over relying on one or two players. Scores can come from anywhere in this Tyrone team.
Yeah, well, that is good. I mean, people talk about this so-called marquee forward that they would love to have, and I would suggest then that if you had half a dozen marquee forwards, that's better than one.
Yeah.
Of a different nature, how you describe a marquee forward. And if there is only one forward who's getting you 1-6 or 1-7 a day, and he's injured or he's sick or he's well tied up by the opposition, then where do you get your scores out of? So I suppose it is good that the scores are coming from different people and they feel confident to go for scores. Probably won't get presented with as many opportunities as that against Dublin. So the secret there is, can we take the scores that we do create for ourselves? That would be critical. You know, you have little room for error when you're playing top team. You need to take the most of the opportunities that present themselves to you, and that's where the game possibly could be won or lost on our front.
Saturday will be the measure to see where Tyrone are at in the almost 12 months since last year.
It probably will, you know. I mean, you have to. You can only measure yourself against the best, and when you're lucky enough to get playing the best, then you need a challenge against them to see how near you are to them. And the last time I've asked them, we weren't near enough, you know, on that particular day. So, yes, we want to be much nearer than that to them. And that's the challenge for ourselves.
And they're in their comfort zone as well, which is, you know, will that, as some of the guys suggested, will that be affect Tyrone? Will that affect Dublin having to come to them, or will give them the advantage? Give Tyrone the advantage more so?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think if you're depending on Dublin come out of Croke Park being the thing that's going to give you the opportunity to beat them, I think you're in the wrong track. We won't beat them unless we play to the top of our form, and maybe perhaps they're a bit underperform. That's about the way we could potentially beat them, but it won't be to do with the venue or anything like that, because Dublin are so experienced now and have such quality players and such a range of quality players that they won't be fazed by going anywhere. You know, they've travelled to many National League games and performed very well too in a time of the year when it's not their best time of the year, if you like, when they're not as finely tuned as they are now. So I think Dublin will relish the opportunity to come out of their own province, to come to some place like Tyrone and perform well as well. So I think they will rise to the challenge too. So it's not going to be as big an issue as maybe some people would suggest. And when we play them, we will know the result, or the outcome will tell us if we're better primed or not. We would like to think we are, but yet again, we thought we were better primed. We went there last year. We felt we were going to be really competitive. As it turned out, we weren't. So you're asking me that question, I'd say yes, that's our intention.
Yeah.
But the reality could be very different. You know, we must wait and see. The players are very fit and they've worked very hard since last November. But, you know, it is easier to have a spring in your step when the going's good and when you're attacking, and everybody can go faster heading towards the opposition goals and with the ball than it is to go back chasing it. So it's probably a wee bit of a false reflection on how good we were at that stage, because we were in the sentence, and it was just, you know, let's get as much score, as many scores as we can on the board. And because ultimately, score difference could be a factor in the outcome of this. So it's not just about winning and trying to beat Roscommon by X amount of points. It's trying to build a good score difference if in the event of this became a very tight group.
It'll be a serious atmosphere as well. I mean, Healy Park is going to be a full house, possibly as many Dubs as Tyrone supporters. So I suppose the crowd is needs to make themselves heard as well.
Absolutely. I hope that they do. I hope they come out in large numbers, and I hope they become vociferous, because there has to be an energy about this. And, you know, there's a serious energy in Croke Park when the Dubs are there, and the place is rocking, you know, so there's no reason why Omagh can't be rocking as well, and rocking a bit more in our favour than theirs.